Episode 14, Issue Responses 2038 through 2229. Response 2038. Disunity in the USCCB, failure of the bishops/priests to preach on the precepts of the Church resulting in laity's lackadaisical approach to the Church, its sacraments, and their faith. Response 2039. Do you think the Church would lose parish owners if she went back to speaking Latin after so many decades in native languages? Response 2040. No unity from one parish to another, priest feel or taught that they can do whatever they please, no uniformity. Response 2041. Clapping in church. Recognizing people's wedding anniversaries and birthdays. Encouraging people to welcome one another before Mass starts, and the sign of peace, lose that. Response 2042. General catechesis of the faithful for children and adults. Ongoing teaching of the fundamentals is an imperative. There must be drill in catechesis, that is, gentle repetition. Key points must be emphasized. The survey mentioned the communion rail, really? How about persistence for all the faithful in piety, study, and action? Especially personal piety and study. Recall, to know, love and serve God in this life. It's not too unusual to see kind action among the faithful. However, even the pagans do that. The faithful from age 4 to 104 must be encouraged toward personal prayer. Must be encouraged, with persistence, to spend time with God. If people do not persist in private personal prayer, as our Lord expects, Mk 6:6. How can they be expected to grow in the knowledge of God? If people do not persist in ongoing study, as seen in the lives of so many of the saints, how can they be expected to grow in love for God? If folks do not persist in private personal prayer, as our Lord modeled, Mk 1:35, how can they be expected to persist in public prayer? If people don't experience a personal encounter with God in their private prayer, can they be expected to in their public prayer? What does our Blessed Mother recommend? Pray, pray, pray. Response 2043. The Pope's lack of following proper teachings against homosexuals in the Church, communion to those who publicly are for abortion, aka politicians, and then are seen taking pictures with them. It's like, whose side are you on? Response 2044. There are some clergy that make people feel like they are not welcome to receive our Lord on the tongue. They expect everyone to receive in the hand. There are very few churches that offer kneelers to receive. I drive 40 miles each Sunday to receive Holy Communion kneeling at a communion rail. Response 2045. Traditional Latin Mass attendees literally believing they are greater than the men who are in the line of apostolic succession. All Latin Mass attendees. Response 2046. Informality in the sacristy prior to and during Mass. Too much loud talking. Response 2047. Vatican dismissing Bishop Strickland and honoring Pacamama distorts the role of Pope. Deep silence not observed in church. Churches could be kept open on weekends and evenings for prayer by Knights of Columbus rather than locking Jesus up. Lay movement to be guardians of the tabernacle could help this. Sunday afternoon monthly open houses to welcome inquirers and curious and explain the stations of cross, tabernacle, statues that are not worshipped. And answer questions with a brief talk on the Eucharist and its miracles. Many are curious but afraid to enter a Catholic church. A brief catechism talk after every Sunday Mass for those who would like some faith teaching. Response 2048. The sign of peace is right during the solemn part of a Mass before receiving communion, and it turns into a big goofing around session right before going to receive. Response 2049. Since the Eucharist is the source and summit of the Catholic faith, it should be stressed at all levels of religious education, until everyone fully comprehends its importance. First communicants are woefully lacking in this understanding. Response 2050. Before Mass, I was taught we were to be silent and meditate on the passion and sacrifice that is going to take place, but the silent meditation has been replaced by a recitation of the Rosary. Response 2051. Moving holy days of obligation to the nearest Sunday. Response 2052. Readily substituting a liturgical communion service in place of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. This results in people thinking the main reason for going to church is to receive Holy Communion, rather than the four ends of Holy Mass. Response 2053. Watered-down catechism, disregarding the Baltimore Catechism and the Catechism of the Council of Trent and reading loosely translated Bibles instead of the Douay Rheims Bible. Response 2054. The Novus Ordo, the New Rite, by design is an inefficient means of worship, catechesis and evangelization. Response 2055. We have turned the novice order and desecrated our handing not only of how we receive Jesus at the offertory but now you are having those who are play people serving Jesus on the hand. You have no idea whether these people are reverent. In the Latin Mass, while you kneel and receive Jesus at the altar rail it is more reverent and respectful to Jesus. We then get to kneel and pray afterwards because I understand it takes longer to hand out communion however I love the prayer time with our Lord. I don't want to see girls in short shorts and I surely don't need to see boys with baggy shorts. What happened to dressing as you're going to our Lord's house for supper? Response 2056. In a reverent Mass, the altar servers wear white gloves when handling sacred vessels. Also, the laity and priest alike will genuflect every time they pass by the tabernacle, enter or exit the pew. Women will wear a chapel veil or Mass hat. Response 2057. Almost zero clergy rejecting COVID lockdowns and sick visitations during same. Jesus given as food for the journey. Almost zero clergy living a true Catholic faith. Why would people believe or follow them? Response 2058. Importance of prayer to strengthen faith. Response 2059. Political correctness and the promotion of it. Makes us fearful or doubtful of defending our faith and what we morally believe in. We don't hear much of it from the church, since we don't hear it we might believe that something is not okay but because we weren't instructed on it we are fearful to protest it on the public eye. Response 2060. Allowing Mass ES to be shut down as non-essential during the pandemic, persecuting the Latin Mass, but not addressing liturgical abuses in the Novus Ordo, not addressing inappropriate attire worn during Mass, no Eucharistic ministers, no communion in the hands, silence in the presence of the Eucharist in the tabernacle, priests, not laity that don't know the faith, teaching formation classes. Response 2061. Faith formation for the sacraments are watered down. Blessing and use of sacramentals are not promoted as they should. People don't understand the meaning behind the parts of the Mass. Need more instruction. Response 2062. People coming in late just to get communion. People dress like they are going to the beach and not church. Response 2063. Capitulation to COVID restrictions. Low priority to confession. Low priority to extend unction, lack of education thereof. Response 2064. There are many priests that don't show respect to the presence of Jesus in the tabernacle, at the altar and in adoration. Allowing the laity to do what they are supposed to do as our shepherds, taking Jesus from the tabernacle, distributing communion, exposing and reposing our Lord. Many priests are spending their time with the laity instead of fellow priest. Response 2065. The Baltimore or similar catechism being taught in all religion classes. Priests, deacons, and teachers need to be taught how to preach. Response 2066. The existence of the Novus Ordo Missi in all of its forms and the modernist and Protestant assembly/meal theology on which it is based, together with the entire corpus of theological and liturgical revolutions institutionalized at and after Vatican II. Response 2067. Immediate dress by the laity during Mass. Response 2068. 1. The Pope's firing of clergy who don't mirror his position on heterosexual positions. 2. The Pope's desire to destroy the Church via synodality. 3. The Pope stacking the College of Cardinals with heterosexual yes-men. 4. The Pope's idolatry, Pacamama. Response 2069. Clergy, failure to teach the faith from the pulpit. Time and time again they will fail to teach what the scriptures are saying. Response 2070. The godless culture. Response 2071. I would say to promote kneeling while receiving our Lord. And priests take more time in adoration while they elevate the host and when they give the Eucharist be more reverent instead of been so quick. And maybe deacon can help distribute communion. Response 2072. Discontinued Latin Mass. Response 2073. Need more scripture groups and Bible studies to better share Christ's life. There is too much built-up anger and guilt. People need to know God loves unconditionally. Response 2074. There is a lack of fundamental understanding of what the Eucharist truly is, and that needs to be taught to our young Catholics. That I myself was not aware of the Eucharist miracles until in my 50s. I was never taught of their existence. The foundation in faith with examples and references to teaching from Christ, the sacrifices of his apostles and followers need to be forefront and clear. So much is considered optional and allows for the lines to be blurred. If the core of faith was stronger and people truly understood why, I believe the faith would be stronger. Response 2075. The absence of a choir loft in most sanctuaries and the presence of the choir in the front by the altar. Applause in the sanctuary for people during the time reserved for worship of God. Catholic education in Catholic schools and CCD, the absence of the foundations that were given with the Baltimore Catechism. Attire of the faithful. Leaving Mass after communion not discouraged. Absence of priests and nuns in the schools. When the nuns took off their habits. Ecumenism. Not discouraging the LGBTQ lifestyle, especially in the Catholic schools. My grandson's sexual confusion was nurtured at Bishop Kenny. Response 2076. No input from clergy on proper dress in church and no veils on women. No catechism on this topic. Response 2077. Failure of all catechesis in diocesan schools, when even the teachers don't know their faith, how can we expect them to teach it to children? Response 2078. The Catholic schools are not Catholic anymore. They do not teach catechism. Response 2079. Priestly humility during the Mass. If a priest is acting more like a Protestant preacher, seemingly to get people's attention, then he's making the Mass more about himself, not Jesus Christ or the Holy Sacrifice. Response 2080. Some weak and or dry sermons. Response 2081. Teaching and maintaining catechesis throughout adulthood and more focus needed about our Catholic heritage and the Church Fathers. Response 2082. The general removal of signs of reverence which used to be present in the Latin Mass. Response 2083. Changing the entire liturgy of the Mass to reflect a Protestant service. The abandonment of the Holy Sacrifice instituted by God Himself. Response 2084. Sense that the entire enterprise is a bureaucracy more than a means of grace. Lack of availability of confession which tells people that it's not important or an annoyance to the priest, along with lack of emphasis on its value as a regular practice, mindless homilies focused on contemporary themes, Jesus is like Tweety Bird, football as an analogy for faith, that sort of thing, dumbing down the faith until you wonder if there's anything of value to even believe. Why not give people something to strive for, and genuine meaning for the crosses they bear? It's hard to believe you'd lose more people over that than what we have now. Based on 60 years in Diocese of Buffalo, New York. Response 2085. Lack of catechism. The opportunity to teach the faith from the pulpit has been lost. the faithful feel abandoned by the hierarchy in the church. If our leaders do not believe the faith, this harms the laity. Response 2086. I was never taught about the real presence/the sacred nature of the Eucharist growing up in the church. Thank you and God bless your efforts. Response 2087. Demonic influence and temptation to doubt. Response 2088. Ecumenism/respecting other religions. Failure to teach no salvation outside of the Catholic Church. Response 2089. It should be taught that modesty in church is necessary as it shows reverence for our Lord and eliminates the issue of being an occasion of sin for our fellow man. Response 2090. Lack of catechesis for children. Lack of resources to support parents in teaching their children. Response 2091. Preaching from the pulpit about the truths of our faith. Response 2092. Liturgical abuses, such as not following the prescribed words and gestures at Mass. Latin does help to remedy along with Ad Orientem, which were stated, but even if mandated, those would be ignored as well. Response 2093. That a person must be in a state of grace before reception of the Holy Eucharist. Response 2094. Need for confession by all. Lack of teaching doctrine from the pulpit. Response 2095. I discovered a great lack of reverence for the Eucharist while participating in hospital ministry. The training for the ministry was given by a religious sister and even her direction was poor and incorrect. I took my observations to my pastor, who then passed me off to another priest who oversaw the ministry program in the diocese. Response 2096. Appropriate dress at Mass. Use of our churches for secular reasons, concerts etc., while ignoring His holy presence. Response 2097. I think in order for the average Catholic Christian sitting in the pews in the United to understand the real presence, we first must have them understand who Jesus is in their lives. I believe that the USCCB, along with every Catholic parish priest, should invite each parishioner to experience a four-week New Pentecost States of America to understand the real presence is Jesus, body, blood, soul. Individually, we first need to go back to categories and offer a four-week course on. Response 2098. The church is recognized as a place of socializing and not one of worship. I'm 62 and it is so sad how the church has lost its sacred traditions over the years. Bring back the altar rail. Woman wear veils. Dress properly. Miss the beautiful statues and beauty of the church. It no longer feels like God's house. Response 2099. Modesty in dress, and especially modesty in dress in the church. The church hierarchy, especially priests, need to stress the importance of the inextricable relationship between modesty in dress and chastity. Yesterday in the confession line there were three girl teens with Life Teen on their t-shirts who were in short shorts. They did not know any better. Parents need to be educated. Skinny pants emphasize private parts and hence can be an occasion of sin for many men who struggle with lust. Response 2100. Very poor religious education of children. Laity without proper training and evaluation allowed to be religious education teachers. Response 2101. Priests' lack of reverence. Response 2102. A general giving into the culture around us and allowing the errors from the culture to sink into the church. Response 2103. Suppressing the Latin Mass and replacing it with the Novus Ordo. Response 2104. Holy Communion should never be given in the hand. Restore St. Michael prayer after every Mass. Response 2105. Allowing the Latin Mass for any parish that wants to offer it. Encouraging the community to attend the Latin Mass periodically. I like to go and love the reverence. Would love to have more churches offering the traditional Mass, as the only one available to me is in the city and I don't feel safe attending alone. Response 2106. Lack of emphasis by the clergy in praying the Holy Rosary before the Holy Eucharist, penance, developing a deep prayer life by spending time before the real presence our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Response 2107. The number one issue at hand is the change of the Mass itself. Every item altered, every prayer changed, affected how the laity perceived Christ in the Eucharist. All of it stripped the sacrifice of the sacrifice and turned the Mass toward man himself. The new Mass turned the laity's focus to vocal participation and physical postures instead of contemplative prayer at the foot of the cross on Calvary. It made the Mass about the priest and not about Christ. Response 2108. More emphasis on going to confession. Response 2109. Biblical roots of the Eucharist. Response 2110. You covered a lot of good items that need addressing. I'd like to add some more. If the priest, deacon, and altar servers are reverent, then that makes a big difference. I've noticed the priests treats the monstrants with reverence but are casual with the Eucharist during the Mass. But who goes to adoration? Only the most faithful. The church needs role models. People in the front. Lay people, you know when to genuflect, kneel, stand, how to respond boldly, pray sincerely, offer generously, sing with joy, dress for the King, etc. I think the Eucharist revival effort, which I applaud, will not be too successful. I'd be willing to bet most people in the pews aren't even aware of it or they are apathetic to it. Catechesis is very, very important. Do people believe in miracles? If you don't believe in miracles, how can you believe in transubstantiation? Do people believe in Genesis? Many priests and laity don't. Our culture believes in science. What about germophobia? How many parishes offer the precious blood? Does society value virtue and piety? We accept abortion, contraception, divorce, skipping Mass for sporting events, not offering Mass on secular holidays, etc. What about the removal of blue laws? What about Mass ive secularization of our youth in media and education? Consider the few children that regularly attend CCD class. Only 50 minutes out of their week are they there. Yet between school, social media, TV, books, godless friends, etc., they spend the other 99% of their time. What about religious and moral relativism? What about respect? What about their parents? Do they set a good example? Much damage has happened since the Reformation. The traditionalists bring up a lot of good points, which will all add to the value of the Mass, and I've tried bring them up in my parish, but we are losing the cultural battle. For brevity, I'll end it here, but I think you get my point. We have more existential problems, which bringing back kneelers and receiving it on the tongue won't fix. Our hearts need softening and we must see Christ as King. Response 2111. Not disposing communion properly after is has been drop on the ground. The priest conduct at Mass. Emphasis on the dress code at Mass, etc. Response 2112. The spirit of Vatican II exploited ambiguity in the documents and intent of the majority to destroy tradition. Response 2113. I think the overall negative judgment of people is affecting or maybe just distracting from the true presence of Christ. Judging who is a sinner and who isn't takes away from the true meaning of being Catholic and those who are martyr. Hate and division even between Catholics are taking away from the presence of the Eucharist. Our job is to replace this with love, not judgment. We need to find a way to do this. Response 2114. Catechizing is very poor, a continuation of it should happen forever after reception of First Communion, etc. Response 2115. Failure to teach the proper order established by God and the importance of the Father as protector of his family. Response 2116. Ecumenism. Treating salvation as equally attainable, regardless of particular religion one ascribes to. Heresy and apostasy in hierarchy of church dilutes any message one could have on the Eucharist, if credibility is tarnished. Response 2117. Women veiling, kneeling when receiving our Lord. Response 2118. I was born in 1965. I was baptized but never confirmed or catechized. I return back to the church in 2023 and was confirmed in 2024. Growing up, I was never taught about the true presence. Didn't have a clue until 2033, when I went on YouTube. It wasn't from going to Mass. I had no idea. I'm now, 59. Response 2119. The elements of the church concerned with this are missing the single most important thing concerning the true presence, science. A people schooled in the scientific method have a cognitive impairment when it comes to accepting something for which there is no tangible proof. Eucharistic miracles are insufficient to get beyond cognitive dissonance. Response 2120. Lack of catechism in general. Instead of homilies on the readings that could be given in a Protestant church, need to use at least some of that time to teach Catholic beliefs. Another option is for the past in weekly bulletin, and bishop in monthly diocesan newspaper or bulletin insert to teach Catholic beliefs. Response 2121. Ordained priests and deacons should be the only ones on the altar and offering the faithful Holy Communion, with a paten always. Response 2122. Teaching children who are receiving the sacraments of confession and First Communion is done in two classes each. Confessions are done in the fall and not repeated before First Communion. They don't teach children proper reverence, genuflecting before the tabernacle. Parents of children receiving the sacraments should also be properly trained because they often were not when they were children. Response 2123. Changes in how our youth are taught. We should go back to the Baltimore Catechism. They should be introduced to the great preachers like Fulton Sheen. Response 2124. Protestantism making its way into the Catholic Church and the belief that that Catholic Church is not the one true church. Response 2125. Ridiculously poor catechesis. Born 10 of 64. My father married a Protestant who did not convert until shortly before her death. We were raised Catholic, but the 1970s happened. My father remained faithful, but probably due to his very traditional upbringing, he was born 1916. He was obedient to what was being forced, but I really think he knew. Sorry for the grimacing face personal blow-by-blow story, but I believe it captures many issues. Response 2126. Stop labeling and dividing church members by race. Share cultural diversity outside the liturgical celebration. What contributes to a positive Catholic lifestyle respectful of legacy, authority, praising God. Encouraging domestic churches in each family, prayer life and formation of children in the home. Encouraging the roles of women as wives, mothers and educators, bringing new members to the church, complementing the roles of men as husbands, fathers and ordained ministers serving the sacraments in the church. Response 2127. 1. Not encouraging children stopping in church in front of the tabernacle to simply say hello to Jesus on the way before school. 2. Accepting serious sin as normal and accepting secular humanism as compatible with living a good and holy lifestyle. 3. Almost ignoring the need for personal reflection on what was both good and bad at the end of each day, and almost doing away with the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 2128. Except for a very few, the absolute and serious lack of consistent leadership by our hierarchy. We are being defeated from within. It begins with the unending scandal. Why trust system that continues to demonstrate serious flaws? Response 2129. Very displeased with the attitude of our woke Pope. Friends I talk to say he is the devil, ignore him, and keep the faith, but it's a shame to have the man we look up to, and now we do not. It makes me not trust, difficult to believe our faith. Response 2130. Priests using the pulpit as a means to push a political agenda and not speak the truth. That holy days are different from diocese to diocese. Every Catholic church that you walk into should be the same. There is too many differences from church to church. It is supposed to be one, holy, Catholic, apostolic, and we aren't. Response 2131. Access to knowledge and information about anything and everything is now accessible at everyone's fingertips. The ability to discern our God's presence in all that has gone missing. Response 2132. Catholic politicians like President Joe Biden pretending to be Catholic when he is pro-abortion yet continues to be allowed to receive communion. This is a major negative, anything is okay, grace is not required. Response 2133. The push towards having more laity involvement in other parts of the Mass, e.g. doing reading/petitions, choirs singing, exchanging sign of peace, etc. Response 2134. Dressing appropriately for Mass, no scantily dressed parishioners. Response 2135. During COVID when all the churches closed, it showed laity that receiving the Eucharist was not as important. If we truly believed Jesus would in the Eucharist, then that takes precedent over adhering to our government. Also, putting hand sanitizer on the altar and having a theatrical show of sanitizing the priest's hands even though he just touched Jesus in the Eucharist haunts me to this day. That right there took all belief away from laity. I am thankful I had my true conversion with Jesus in adoration, but many others who maybe have not had such a conversion but are still searching and trying to keep the faith. The visual of the stupid hand sanitizer and closing churches during COVID was horrifically sad. Response 2136. I'd also like to add the relaxed dress code has likely also added to the loss of faith in the real presence of the Eucharist. I've seen plenty of people dressed in flip-flops, tank tops, shorts, then nonchalantly receive the Eucharist like it's a Ritz cracker. Response 2137. Help people recognize we are in the world, not of the world. Christianity, our relationship with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, enables all he teaches. Living in the world, he gives comfort, love, faith, hope, and support to each person to become holy people, helping us transform the world. Response 2138. New priests attempting to appeal to seculars by being trendy. Response 2139. True Catholicism is about kindness, lack of judgment, and respect for others as Jesus taught. Jesus never condemned others for varying beliefs, including political. He helped everyone no matter what their background, including prostitutes, lepers, the poor, the hungry, etc. The issue I see with people not coming to the church is that the church has a sense of hypocrisy in it currently, where it preaches about spreading love to your neighbor but judges and condemns others based on their lifestyle/beliefs. Instead of leading by example, the church is leading with hatred sometimes. That is not the basis of Jesus' teachings. Response 2140. Dressing improperly for Mass. Response 2141. Clergy should be allowed to marry. Women should be allowed to be deacons. Response 2142. Lack of teaching the Ten Commandments and what is a sin. And real presence of Jesus in Catholic schools. Response 2143. It needs to be addressed that the priest should be the last to enter the church and the first to leave. There should be sacred silence always in the church and reverence in going to and coming from communion. Those entering the Catholic Church need to know why this and that are happening and the relevance. Response 2144. Catechesis, catechesis, catechesis. Teach the faithful that the Catholic Church is the one true church, not relativism. Defend, don't compromise, her dogmas and teachings. Demand appropriate attire of the laity to show respect because they are in the presence of the King. I could go on and on, but can't for lack of space. Response 2145. Catholics should focus on acting like Jesus towards others. In this way we may demonstrate the transformative power of receiving the real presence. Response 2146. Lack of paten being placed under host by male altar servers during communion. Removal of kneelers in the pews. Response 2147. Failure to educate laity in homilies or other instructional methods of the real presence and why we should dress modestly to be with and receive the real presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Response 2148. The bishops failed to demonstrate the importance of the Holy Eucharist and they shut down churches and the sacraments during the pandemic. Did they even apologize afterward? Response 2149. Complete failure of bishops cardinals to teach the faith from the Bible or emphasize the Bible. In addition, the USCCB is weak and very poor leaders having become politicized for money. When you take dollar from the devil, government, you compromise yourself. Church leadership in USA is weak, corrupt and compromised. Response 2150. The church's emphasis on sin-based spirituality rather than placing emphasis on growing in virtue. Clericalism. Judgmental attitudes among clergy and laity. Response 2151. Clergy lack of truth Catholic doctrine formation in the advices after confessions. Nothing is bad. Penance? No. Relax, God is merciful, He understands your sins, for example. Response 2152. Lack of emphasis on appropriate dress at Mass for men and women. No reverence for the real presence. Would not get dressed like they do for a wedding or visiting someone in a high position of responsibility. Please help educate the importance of dressing up for Mass. Response 2153. Deacons should not do the homily. Priests' homily should be focused on scripture and teaching, not social hour to entertain. Bring back First Saturday and First Friday. Go back to pre-Vatican II. Bring back Catholic traditions. Response 2154. Dress for Mass. Response 2155. Many of us are reminded of the need for reconciliation of mortal sin before the next time receiving communion. Failure adds yet another mortal sign to our soul. Some of us seldom hear this reminder. Response 2156. Proper preparation for all the sacraments. Response 2157. Lack of proper faith formation. Response 2158. How the laity dresses for Holy Mass. In some parish, shorts and t-shirts are the norm. How they dress says a lot about whether they believe Jesus is truly present. How often do you hear priests talk about it? Not very often, if ever. Response 2159. The lack of modest dress and casual attire trivializes the sacredness of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Church leadership fails to address this insult to our Lord and His Mother. Response 2160. Building a righteous relationship with God and understanding of the Grand Commission of the Good News. Mass is merely a convict to help us achieve that. Response 2161. Churches that create an atmosphere that everyone is entitled to receive the Eucharist and not giving permission for some to remain in their pew or only go up for a blessing if they are not able to receive the Eucharist for prescribed reasons. Response 2162. Bishops, priests, and higher-ups have no backbone or courage to tell the truth. Scared of Francis canceling them. Catholic Church needs a Catholic Pope, not a commie bullshitter. Response 2163. I recently heard a talk regarding the maintenance of structures like bridges and infrastructure in a city. And it resonated with me as a great analogy for our need for reminders and frequent reminders of the teachings of the Church. If we want the infrastructure to last, we need to maintain it. It is in our nature to have what I call spiritual amnesia. Think of the Israelites not long after witnessing the miracle of the Red Sea, lamenting about how when they were slaves at least they had better food. We need more than our teachings, we need to be reminded as part of our daily bread. It's not a one-and-done teaching. Response 2164. The infiltration of the church hierarchy by Marxists, communists, and Freemasons. Response 2165. The lack of constant education and explanation of historical concurrence with Catholic history. When a priest or deacon take the time to help laity understand a portion of the Old and New Testaments, and relate it to their lives today, the receptiveness to further instruction increases, as does the laity extending that knowledge to family. Response 2166. So many adults don't seem to know the Catholic faith and beliefs. They need more faith formation and a place and time to ask questions and get church teachings as the answer to their questions on the faith. Response 2167. Poor to no catechesis and lack of domestic church at home, parents not taking responsibility for educating their kids in the faith, living moral lives, enforcing kids dress modestly, go to adoration, give their kids a solid prayer routine. Response 2168. Ushers wearing shorts and sneakers. Laity wearing beach clothes to mass. Few times and very short time for confession. CCD not teaching children the truths of the faith. Sacrilegious art allowed in churches and cathedrals. Canceling priests and bishops for telling the truth of the faith so that the laity believe that what they are saying is wrong. Removing nuns and monks from monasteries for wanting to live their vows and worship with the traditional mass. Making it extremely difficult for people to find and then attend a traditional Latin mass, which is 2 to 3 hours drive time one way. Threatening to ban the traditional Latin mass. Bishops stating that they would rather have empty churches than to have the traditional Latin mass. Allowing sacrilegious mass es to be said without any consequence and in some cases applauded. Response 2169. I was born in 1941. By 1943, all the 6 male members of my family were drafted into the war, including my dad. Each one of them was in the thick of battle, Europe and Pacific. My grandmother's response to all this was to pick up her missal and go to daily mass. We had moved back into her home because my father was gone and she had just birthed my baby brother. While mom nursed her infant, I, precocious 2 to 5 year old, accompanied her to mass. Church was church. It literally felt different, the smell of incense, the votive candles flickering in garnet and deep blue, the silence and reverence, the side altars of our friends, the saints. Most impressive to me was the welcoming big white marble pieta from Italy. I always stood there, trying to grasp the profundity of what happened. Why was his mommy crying? Why did he die? I was innately sad. I wanted to love him and be good and comfort his mommy. We'd passed the stations of the cross as we walked down the center aisle. I remember the bell announcing the priest, the reverence, the altar boys bowing, in nomine patris. At 3, I was saying Ecum Spiritu Tuo. This sacredness just seeped into your bones. This was God's holy presence, his home, his space. I was very sad I could not receive Holy Communion. Waiting till 6 to 7 seemed like ages. I knew Holy Communion was Jesus, so why did I have to wait? Every day we went to Mary's side altar, with my mom's arm around me we whispered the names, my daddy Francis on a radar ship in the Pacific, Uncle Jack in Hawaii, Uncle Jim under Eisenhower in Germany, Uncles Matt and Jack both bombardiers, stationed in England, flying nightly bombing raids over Germany/Russia. They all came home safely, without injuries, and that was the rock of my faith. We prayed to God and he heard us. I saw the soldier men walk up our street knocking on doors announcing capture, injury, missing or death. God was real, he heard me. I thanked him, at 6 I believed with all my heart in the real presence. We often walked to church just to visit him. He was a real presence. Response 2170. Dress code and lack of addressing the issue. Response 2171. Nothing, listed or not, should keep any practicing Catholic from believing the Blessed Sacrament is the real presence. That said, having a progressive pope and corruption bishops has hurt those trying to grow in faith within the church. Pray without ceasing, that God will allow is another 4 years with Donald Trump as our president, and that Pope Francis and his progressive/corrupt bishops will do God's will and not their own. Response 2172. Lack of homilies that explain how our faith should be reflected in numerous secular situations such as our relationships with gays, commenting on the church going after conservative clerics and especially not pointing out that Germany is in heresy or schism. I'm tired of homilies that retalk what I just heard in the first reading and the gospel. Response 2173. The need to quote scripture regarding the true presence and that this was the belief from the times of the early church. Response 2174. It is the toxic behavior of the clergy which has driven the faithful away, without a doubt. The sex scandals, both abuse and homosexuality, in addition to poor fiscal management of parishes, alcoholism among the clergy, which no doubt stems from the toxicity of the work environment, abuse bishops and cardinals, such as Cardinal Kupic. Also the way that church closures have occurred, solvent parishes are being closed. The priests lying to parishioners about the state of affairs. Wasteful spending because of all the internal corruptions, bribes that must be paid by vendors to get the work. Response 2175. Lackadaisical. Irreverence of extraordinary EM, overuse of EMs. When a host is dropped by an EM or priest, there is now obvious effort to protect the Lord from being stepped on, every crumb being the full BBSND of Christ by using a purification and water to lift the host particles from the floor. Response 2176. Modesty. What people wear to Mass shows their respect or lack thereof and what the Church asks of us. Offer confession around daily and or Sunday Mass times. Response 2177. Lack of educational opportunities for laity in learning the Catholic faith. Response 2178. Putting the altar rails from the Church and allowance of others than priests to distribute communion. Response 2179. Loss of Catholic identity. The failure of Catholic schools forced many of us to homeschool in order to try to give our children the richness of living a Catholic life. In addition, the abysmal catechesis by the local bishops and priests including not just the basics of our faith but the need for us all to move toward a personal encounter with Jesus in our prayer life and at Mass. Response 2180. Immodest/casual dress at Mass, servers and Eucharistic ministers inappropriately dressed in the sanctuary, and loud talking in church before and after Mass. Response 2181. Loss of Catholic teachers who believe what the Church has always taught. Response 2182. The Pope. Unwillingness of the hierarchy to root out the sacrilege of homosexuality. Loss of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 2183. Social media, political climate, the Church is later in the game of technology and evangelizing, people feeling they need to be entertained as an example of evangelical churches and their music and church is cool type of feeling. Response 2184. Pope Francis' attack on the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Attack on the Latin Mass, he attacks faithful priests and bishops. Pushes homosexuality. Response 2185. Outdoor Mass and visual art props and Catholic Bible Living Word tours like Pope John Paul II, great saint role models engaging before and after Mass activities, omnibus bonding bill on the tours of faith. Response 2186. Having ministry leaders who they themselves do not act as models, e.g., Reverend bowing in front of tabernacle, receiving communion on the hand, having attire like going to party or beach, talking loud slash waving to friends like politicians. Response 2187. Bishop's failure to lead faithful in church teachings. Response 2188. The absence of the Eucharist slash Mass during COVID is huge. Peer pressure from other friends slash family members who have different faiths, being prepared to defend the faith and the real presence. Response 2189. Little or no urging people to receive Jesus on the tongue or kneeling or explaining why. Response 2190. I am a cradle Catholic who was away from the church for about 10 years. The change in demeanor of the faithful toward relaxed reverence is a major factor, I believe. Response 2191. The hierarchy must be more faithful to the teachings/dogmas of the magisterium. Promoting the sacraments, sacramentals and private devotions leading to truly living a Catholic lifestyle. Response 2192. When the priest is not present for adoration, does not show proper reverence toward the blessed sacrament and is lukewarm, the faithful follow by example. If the priest is holy, the faithful will follow and strive for holiness. If the priest is not proclaiming that the Eucharist is the source and summit of our Catholic Christian faith, then the faithful will take a nonchalant attitude toward it. Response 2193. Failure of clergy and bishops to promote Eucharistic adoration in all parishes. Response 2194. Poor catechesis about everything, especially that we need to know Jesus so that we can love and serve him and that hell exists for those who don't. Response 2195. Priests that are too casual on the altar. They don't act like they believe that they are touching God. Response 2196. Silence in the church. Current mode of dress with no correction from the clergy. Response 2197. Failure of bishops to encourage their priests to talk about mortal sin such as abortion, homosexual acts, transgenderism, racism, cohabitation, contraception, and the absolute need for monthly confession. Response 2198. There are priests that consecrate with a matter-of-fact attitude. There are others that show such deep love and respect. Some priests have taken the attitude that it's a job and not a vocation. The homilies have not been challenging, rather they are pat on the shoulders where hey, we are all sinners, but that's okay. The scandals with the German bishops who are marrying couples that are contrary to the faith is unbelievable. Administering communion to a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual marriage president doesn't help, since his sin is public. He would have to publicly renounce his sin, yet here we are, the priest giving him communion must not truly live him, since he is heaping coals on him, and it's a great scandal. Catholics now believe that you can be all those things and you are not sinning. Response 2199. Lack of sacred music. Response 2200. Loss of the Latin Mass and traditional music. Response 2201. Teaching that the Mass is a communal meal instead of the sacrifice of the body, blood, soul and divinity of Jesus for our salvation. Response 2202. Failure to lead by example of many of the clergy. Response 2203. A whole generation of people were taught that Holy Mass is the family meal, therefore all is symbolic. Response 2204. How to dress for Mass. Response 2205. Silence in the church out of respect for our Lord, especially before Mass, when people are praying to prepare themselves for the Holy Mass. Response 2206. Talking about hell. Response 2207. Local lavender mafia has taken control intolerably. Response 2208. We lack more homilies with emphasis on the Eucharist and everything related. Response 2209. The post-Vatican II spin, watered down, on the messages and secrets of Fatima. Response 2210. allowing people to receive the Eucharist on the hands. Response 2211. The necessity of a daily friendship with Christ through prayer, frequenting the sacraments of the Church, adult formation/catechetical classes and Orthodox spiritual reading. Response 2212. We need sermons that teach/remind us of the dogmas of the true teachings of the Catholic faith. Why is it different than other religions and how is it? Catechism 101 for sermon topics. Response 2213. Receiving our Lord's precious body and blood on knees and on tongue. God holds us in the palm of His hands, we should not be holding God in our hands. Response 2214. Our secular culture and secular schools. Response 2215. Priest talking to the parishioners inside the church when others are trying to pray. Priest can meet and greet outside. Everyone receiving the Eucharist without going to communion and not preached enough from pulpit and more times for hearing confessions in most churches. Response 2216. Communion in the hand definitely has affected belief. Response 2217. Behavior, or lack of, by our bishops. Have been too silent on issues, political and scandals coming out of Rome. Response 2218. Improper emphasis on community instead of going to Mass to worship. V2 attitudes. Emphasis on social issues instead of reverence. Response 2219. Not enough Mass ES during the day or time for confessions. Churches always locked up. Response 2220. The lack of bells to announce the importance of the consecration has left parishioners with their minds wandering and not focused on transubstantiation. When I was growing up in GF, ND, there was no coughing, no crying at the consecration. My non-Catholic relatives would remark about it. We all knew something important was about to happen. Response 2221. Inconsistent use of ringing the bells during the consecration at one church to another in the same diocese. The clergy need to stress the importance of being in the state of grace to receive the Eucharist. Response 2222. The rites of Mass itself. When compared to the traditional Roman rite, the novice ordo as a whole seems less convinced of a Eucharistic theology by its prayers, readings, and every lacking genuflection or action of reverence. Response 2223. The attire oft proclaims the man. William Shakespeare. Attire reflects the reverence we show to that which is sacred and important. Immodest and immoral attire, especially in women, but men also, has distracted away from due reverence and attention to our Lord in the Eucharist. Also, the terminal importance to our eternal soul to attend Holy Mass as often as we must and more, if possible. Confessions are, sadly, quite limited to some odd times, i.e. Saturday mornings at 9:00 to 9:30. With so little anonymity in the confessional, it becomes additionally difficult to properly dispose our souls as we should towards our Lord. Lastly, there is much too little devotion to Our Lady, who directs all our efforts towards His Son. Response 2224. Education. The most important thing in our brain is not being passed down through families and not being fully understood by laity. Fallen away Catholics are now raising their children without any faith, let alone the source and summit of our faith. They don't understand sanctification. And they don't want to carry crosses to get there. Response 2225. Continuing to promote the novice ordo Mass rather the TLM. Response 2226. Immodesty at the altar, men dressing like slobs, women dressing in tight and revealing clothes, and women abandoning the veil. Response 2227. The church building many times looking more like a gym or a barn and no altars of Mary and Joseph. Response 2228. Priests need to teach truth, not what people want to hear. Response 2229. They have taken God out of our schools and fail to talk and teach about his ministry.